Ayla, what's good?
I love talking about local stories, especially in the It Feels Good segment, because we're hearing about incredible people from all over the globe. But when it's right here in our backyard, it makes my heart really, really happy. Lindsay Tia. She's been doing heroic things since I personally met her in 2013. If you've heard her story, you know that she is a fighter. She's a female small business owner. She owns a boutique in Dorchester called Shop the Q. She's a designer and has designed stunning purses and accessories. She's the creator of the Bravery brand, a brand that honors our military heroes with bracelets and patriotic bags. I love everything about this girl, and I'm so proud of her new venture called Headbands for Heroes. The idea came to Lindsay because she saw so many posts and pictures of nurses and doctors with markings on their faces due to the masks that they were wearing all day long. You've probably seen some of those pictures too, Jonathan, mm-hmm. right? Where you just see the pain in their faces and you can just only imagine what they're feeling, not only inside, but on their faces as well. So Lindsay found inspiration from the internet and these nurses and started sewing fabric together to make headbands with buttons right behind the ears. So, because of the buttons on the headband, nurses, doctors, and anyone wearing a mask can put the elastic, instead of over the ears, over the buttons, which alleviates a lot of the pain from behind the ears. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just a different pressure.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So you're not feeling the pressure behind the ears all day. And anyone who's worn a mask for more than 20 minutes probably understands that, oh my gosh, it's so tight and you don't want to touch your face or touch the mask either. She's been sharing pictures of people in the headbands and you can see how happy they are to have these items. Lindsay and a small team of sewers are working literally around the clock and pulling all resources they have to make headbands for heroes. So many people are purchasing these headbands at $5 each that the only way to keep up with the demand is to make 500 a day available on shoptheq.com. So if you are a nurse, a doctor, someone who needs a headband like this for your mask, head on over to shoptheq.com, click on the tab that says Give Back, and check out what the headbands look like. They're beautiful. They're made of all sorts of love and fabric. And you can not only purchase one for yourself or a nurse, but you can also donate money for many to be made to keep up with the demand. So if this sounds like something that you need in your life, which I think everyone right now knows a nurse or a doctor who might benefit from these headbands, like I said, go on over to shoptheq.com and click on the Give Back tab. That's your It Feels Good for today. And thank you so much, Lindsay, for thinking of our nurses during this time.